You know, if you have, if you know somebody from another country that maybe doesn't do daylight saving time, it would really be interesting to be in that conversation where you try to explain that to them.
That would
yeah, we convince do it because of Benjamin Franklin 200
yeah.
years ago.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, Benjamin Franklin got this idea from the French, and so that was fine. But the United States, I mean, in U.S. America, we didn't even do it until, I don't know, it was like 1918 or something when we decided it was a good enough idea. So that was a while. Now, but I mean, you take somebody who's from some part of the world and try to explain the logic to them, and they're going to look at you like, what? You got here from what planet? So anyway, it comes to an end on Sunday morning. So when you go to bed, you know, the night before, you can set your clock back. There have been a number of conflicting reports about just how much energy is saved with DST, as we call it. Back in the 1970s.
Is that what we call it?
Yeah, sure we do. Sure. Okay. Back in the 1970s, studies showed we saved 1% of energy nationally.
Wow.
Yeah, big motivation for adopting the old daylight saving time. On the other hand, states like California argue the energy savings are negligible. So less than that. But another report published in 2008 by the U.S. Department of Energy concluded 4 extra weeks of daylight saving time conserves 1.3 trillion watt hours per day. That's enough to power 100,000 homes for a year. Yeah. Okay. Again, it's the government.
Right.
So we're supposed to believe it, and we know it must be true because it's
Government. It's not constitutional, though. So if the state wants to change it, they can, right?
Yeah. Sure, they could. Yeah. Well, again,
Arizona.
Yeah. So. When we have people who have birthdays, we have people who bake them cakes.
Yes, we do.
Today is our general manager's birthday.
Yes, it is.
That's still true.
Yeah,
that's old.
It is. Well, he was. He has been. Some things he is.
Yeah. Not up in here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
I giggle every time I think about Area Man.
I know, so good. It really is. And you know, just to give a little, let's give a little history so people know. What was the honor that you got?
It was nearly 5 years ago when I was elected to the National Association of Broadcasters Board.
First
heavy
term.
On the elected.
Yes.
On the first
yes.
term. And after having lived in Bryan College Station only for 40, 50, 60 years, something like that, the newspaper's headline was Area Man Elected to National Board.
Yeah. I mean, couldn't have found a picture of him.
No.
I mean, if you put Ben Downs, somebody would have thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
So
they
called him Area Man, and we have, of course, let the legend grow. And,
so the second time when I was reelected,
right?
I'm term limited. This is my last term. But last time when I was elected, I kept wondering, well, what's Kelly going to do
this
Kelly time? Brown. Mm-hmm. What's Kelly Brown going to do? Well, they waited until April Fool's Day and then ran the story right next, at the top of the page, right next to the date, and said, Area Man
That's
reelected
it.
To National Board.
Yep, they did, just in case you didn't believe it, but it was really, really true. And, you know, all that notwithstanding,
it's
Ben,
my birthday today.
Yes, Ben. Well, yeah.
And you may be saying,
what is that?
This is my birthday cake that my wife baked for me to bring to the office. You'll notice I have it in here with me.
It's in the cake carrier.
Is it the cinnamon kind?
Yes,
it's that one. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
It changed Kat's life.
It did. It's like a pound cake and a bunch of cinnamon rolls had a baby.
Okay, now when?
It is so good.
When did you have that?
Oh, well, they've brought it twice since I've worked
That's what
here.
I mean. So what's so special about it for your birthday?
It's the best cake in the world.
Okay, so as many times as you can have it, the better it is.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll be breaking that out.
Yeah, we'll be breaking it out when I get to take it to the kitchen.
Okay.
When I get the first piece of this baked goodness.
There is another birthday cake, probably not as tasty. Mm-hmm. But kind of a novelty in there.
Are you the one who did that?
Of course she's
what
the one that did.
What the hell is that?
It's the Enterprise.
It's Enterprise D.
You made you made me a cake?
I baked the Enterprise.
She baked the Enterprise, and there are two things that look like
that
dead rats laying next to it.
Those are not dead rats. Those are nacelles.
They have to,
they've got
something.
The matter, antimatter in them.
They need to be attached with toothpicks. Well, you know what I'm saying? This morning as I was icing
I knew exactly what it was. Kat, don't let him bother you.
It was hot in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was trying to think, how on earth am I going to make a whatever this combustor or something
nacelle.
Combustor.
Anyway,
Rice Krispie Treats. And the middle is where the antimatter interflux thing
I thought they would be strong enough, but they weren't. And as it heated up in my kitchen, it just...
You made a birthday cake for me, too. I have two birthday cakes.
Well, but I always bake for everybody. It's not just you.
Well...
Oh, she blew it then. See, she was doing fine then. Yeah.
Way to endear yourself to the boss, Kat.
Way to just marginalize the whole thing. Kevin, what we need to do is you need to take a picture of that and post it, okay?
I will before people get into it.
I opened up the refrigerator. I always do that just to see what people have left. I'm going, what? I mean, it looks like a robot. It looks like a sixth grade science project robot.
I'll bet it looks just exactly like the Enterprise. Well,
if a 6 year old made a model and touched all over it in icing, yes.
And I will. Well, I'll have to go back and look at it now that I know what it is.
But all night long, this is what was stuck in my head as I worked furiously.
Okay, here we go.
That's the one I know. I know that you like that other space better, or at least that's what.
Yeah, it's true. He did.
Informed sources throughout this radio station told me that that was the Enterprise that was of choice.
Yeah, it is.
Enterprise D is the Enterprise of choice, or you know. But it only appeared briefly.
I am sorry, though. With such short notice and so little time to kind of examine, estimate, and execute my plans, it is merely a dismal reflection of the glory I had envisioned.
Yeah, I'm sure
as life basically is.
So, and this is my other present.
Yeah.
I have this attractive amaryllis.
Oh, look at that.
Because this is another thing that I like to have every year at my birthday time. Wait a minute. Kat's going to tell us. She has bred an entire herd
of amaryllises
of trained amarilli.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I have no. That's not true. I've only pollinated lilies. I've never done amaryllis. I have tried to breed a rose, but that didn't work either.
Looks like a green turnip to me. Yeah.
When a fire breaks out in a crowded place, people head to the one exit they know, the entrance, and that's the problem. Too many people trying to escape through one door. They begin to panic. They start pushing. Some fall down. Some even die. The next time you walk into a public place, make a mental note of the exits. And keep in mind, the best way out may not be the way in. Learn how to survive a fire at haveanexitstrategy.com.
Sponsored by the Texas State Fire Marshal.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirdeman Flooring, Hartgrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's still kind of foggy out there, so in the low-lying area, so watch out for that. But now I know how to get salespeople here on Friday.
Man, cake.
Just have that cake out. I mean,
did you say Foggy, by the way?
I did. Yeah. Very nice. Thank you. I mean, he's not out of the control room, and they're already standing out there.
That means they're listening.
Lily makes the most amazing cake. Yeah. I mean, I would beg her for her recipe, but I want it so badly I'm afraid to ask for it.
Yep, don't be doing that. All right, here you go. This is something they won't be talking about on Aggie 96. But anyway, here's an astronomer's quote. Try to wrap your head around this. The optical and ultraviolet light from stars continues to travel throughout the universe even after the stars cease to shine.
Right, because it's still moving.
Right. This would create a fossil radiation field that we can explore using gamma rays from distant sources.
Interesting.
That way, and we know the distance between stars. So how might this exploration of the cosmic fog or extragalactic background light, if you will, apply to real life? If you're in a bar and somebody bets you that you don't know the average distance between stars, say 4,150 light years, and collect your money. The Los Angeles Times says...
Because that's so likely to happen
at
Northgate.
Of course. You know it. Just the other day, I'm at
Murphy's, and some guy goes, hey, sure. You know.
Hey, a lot of thoughtful guys at those bars.
Yep,
huh?
Exactly. The LA Times has more on how to do that measurement thanks to NASA's We're Still Relevant Fermi Gamma Ray Space Telescope.
Your what hurts?
Yeah, we're still relevant, yeah.
From now on, we just need to call those like Browns, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
The Brown telescope.
Them too.
The Brown measurement.
That's Enrico Fermi. Yeah, he's like an old dude who's been dead for a long time. But still, nonetheless.
I know. It's not as funny if I don't know.
I know. That's true. Anyway.
Thanks for killing that one.
The next time you need to remember something important. Now, you're going to have to decide whether or not it's important. That we can't help you with that. But the next time you need to remember something important, write it down on paper. According to handwriting researcher Ann Minigan, she says, I need to continue to be relevant. No, the process of reading and actually writing involves a number of powerful senses. When writing by hand, not typing it, when writing by hand, our brain receives feedback from our motor actions, together with the sensation of touching the paper and the pencil. That kind of feedback helps as far as the touching is concerned much more than if you're typing on a keyboard. So writing,
it works for me for sure.
And writing also takes longer for most people. That gives your brain more time to absorb and process the information that you need. And again, you have to remember that the brain is there for processing and not storage, really. Don't try to remember everything. Doesn't work. Now, don't be goofy and get out the little spiral notebook.
That's why you have an iPhone.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah, now I knew why. I thought that was just to find out what the headlines were.
Angry Birds, too. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm going to have to try that sometime. You know, I've basically seen it, and that's it.
Well, if you'll give me about 5 minutes, I'll...
Yeah, I'll no, bounce. See, that's... Yeah, no, I don't care that much. That's,
I'll bounce right... No, I've got it on my phone. I'll bounce right over.
Yeah, no, I don't... because if I decide I like it, then I'd end up, doing that. Hey, if you want to see a concert, it's going to be a concert tonight on TV, on NBC.
Who's playing?
Well, Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, and John Bon Jovi. It's a benefit.
Barack Obama?
No, he won't be there.
Are they going to sing We Didn't Start the Fire?
Yeah, it's a benefit. Very good. They probably will. It's a benefit for the folks who were devastated by Sandy. Anyway, 7 o'clock tonight, NBC, HBO, and then several other networks out there. So look for that.
Be interesting to see if there's any other people, because there's a lot of bands that, like the Asbury Jukes and things that came out of the New Jersey scene when Springsteen did.
So they're going to be like standing there with their guitars on the front row?
Or if they're backing or whatever.
Oh, yeah, hoping the boss sees them and asks them to come up on stage and sing a song.
Actually, they tour together some.
Oh, do they? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there you go. All right, so who's the bad guy going to be in the Spider-Man 2 movie?
Scott DeLucia.
Jamie Foxx.
Mr. Lightning.
Who was a football player, in up there near Dallas.
Yes, he was.
In talks to play Peter Parker's latest arch enemy in the sequel in last summer's The Amazing Spider-Man, which we all saw, right?
No.
I saw whatever the last one that came out was, where they're real young and he's real skinny.
Really?
Yeah.
You saw the last Spider-Man?
I think that was the last movie that I saw.
I was going to say, what caused you
actually,
to do that?
Actually, that was the last movie that I saw. Wow. I've seen an opera and a Broadway show since then.
That's a long time ago. I mean, I may have even seen a movie since then.
They're all G-rated.
Yeah, not in a movie theater. Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
G counts.
Sit down with the pizza and, you know, watch whatever's out there. That's
Spider-Man.
For sure. Yeah, them too. All right, so, by the way, no winner Wednesday in the Powerball, so $124 million tomorrow night. Cash value's only $80.6 million. I mean,
do you think
they could work?
I have a question. Do you think this is true? Yesterday, Adam from Candy, we were actually talking about Spider-Man yesterday, and he said, now you know, Spider-Man actually is all about marijuana. I said, no, it's not.
What?
And yeah, he was saying, well, Mary Jane. I said, well, the plant's named after people. And then he said, well, how about the Green Goblin, the bad guy? And anyway, he made all these connections, and I thought, oh, no.
Now, he plays his headphones too loud.
You know? You gained since you turned 40. If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-960-7761. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
Howdy, this is DJ Capener, president of the Bryan Firefighters Association. You've heard our ads endorsing Chuck Condorla, Greg Owens, and Art Hughes for Bryan City Council. You've also heard ads with Lloyd Joyce criticizing the Bryan firefighters and promising to work with all city employees. However, in 1976, when Lloyd Joyce was mayor, we had to sue the city of Bryan because they refused to follow civil service law regarding our pay. The Bryan firefighters won the lawsuit, and this is just one more reason why the firefighters are endorsing Chuck Condorla for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Chuck Condorla campaign.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day. Come rain or shine or hail for that matter. And there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means a Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the worksite, on the roads, and in the awards. The Toyota Tundra's been named by J.D. Power & Associates the most dependable full-size pickup 7 years in a row. And the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of them just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling midsize truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better than good deal and complimentary Toyota care, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Get $2,500 customer cash or lease a 2012 Tundra Double Cab for $299 a month for 36 months with $2,549 due at signing. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 11-5-2012.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, Monday night, Ben Downs is back in the studio. So how did it look after?
Kat, you did a great job.
Oh,
I think it looks cool.
I got the nacelles put on. They're standing just the way they're supposed to. It is the Enterprise D.
All right.
What was that?
I moved something in here.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, good. Don't mess with my cake. I got it working.
That's it, yeah.
I'm breaking things. Sorry, yeah,
so
Mr. Downs.
What happens? I mean, will nobody be able to eat it? We have to take a picture of it?
Oh,
and then
no.
What?
People can eat it after Mr. Downs gets the first piece. What? If anyone else eats it, they'll have to suffer the wrath of Khan.
What kind of
Oh, my Lord.
Very nice. What kind of cake is it?
It is a devil's food cake, but then the nacelles, I guess, are made out of Rice Krispie Treats.
The things
I
that look like
about
rats.
That.
Yeah.
They aren't rats. They're nacelles.
I'll tell you, too. Look like a rat. You know, I actually researched to do this. I'll have you know, I always thought they went the other direction. I thought the small end was the back end of the ship, And then after I stuck them on the first time, I looked at the picture again. And I thought, oh, I've done it backwards. So I really did put in some dorky research.
It's a common mistake. And it's okay. You're an Enterprise A person. I realize that, things have moved on since.
They have. Yes, they have.
Yeah. I'm old-fashioned as in everything.
Yeah, for instance,
I guess.
It takes 10 minutes for them to fly around the new Enterprise, in that movie.
Oh, boy, that took forever.
Yeah, I fast-forwarded through that part.
That was just embarrassing on the
first movie. Coming up on Monday
the Enterprise B was the one. Wasn't that the one that lasted about 15 minutes something? They had just launched it and it got blown out of the sky.
Exactly.
Enterprise C is one we only saw in a TV show just briefly, and it was a... and then there's E, the last one.
So Monday is the Chamber of Commerce banquet, okay? And one of the things they do.
You're going to make me feel somewhat embarrassed for being a total nerd about this, aren't you?
No. One of the things that they do is the outgoing chairman gives his closing remarks, okay? And then he turns the program over to the new incoming chairman.
That could be a problem this year.
Because due to circumstances that were unforeseen but then acted upon, Ben Downs is the outgoing chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce,
whose term ends,
I guess, officially already?
It's officially already ended, but...
The mantle passes on to the next person to hold the chairmanship of the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce, and that would be... Ben Downs.
You could make an awkward puppet effigy of yourself and talk to yourself on stage.
I don't have the crickets queued up just yet, but no, that would be wrong. You could do the empty chair thing. I took a glance at the program yesterday, and in a fit of humor, which is not noted at the Chamber of Commerce. Anyway, I noted in a fit of humor, the chamber was referring to comments from Chairman for Life Ben Downs.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
Did they put a little circle on there?
He'll get a front row table from now on. Just be the greatest.
You need to add that to the intro.
Because there is no one who likes rice and chicken dishes quite to the level that Lily and I do. So
he has his top 12 rankings already. I mean, he has the banquet that where they did this and it was really good. I mean, he has favorite side dishes that he talks about.
I don't know for sure because this is something that